This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wellman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper, and we're going to be here for the next 25 minutes. We've had a lot of fun the first hour. Lots of learning took place, and we hope you didn't miss that because, Ed, again, every once in a while, I like 30 seconds of why, what, when, and where, and what our mission is here at Learning University. So now tell our,
Tim, tell our
students.
Thank you for asking Tim. Our aim is to make our students smarter, betterer, and awesomer. And that's what we in fact,
three
we guarantee
things,
that.
Just three things.
That's right. We guarantee that.
Smarterer,
betterer,
awesomer.
And frankly, if you listen to this show, we guarantee every show you listen to, it'll raise your IQ by 1 point.
Our plans in the future are going to try to hire Nancy Pelosi, and we'll make you a better clapper.
Yes,
you'll be able to clap in a way that you didn't even think was possible.
You know, some of our folks who've been listening for a long time, like Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina, I mentioned one IQ point every time you listen. His IQ is now 480. He's been listening that long.
On a bad day.
Yeah, on a bad day. So
he can actually build his own spacecraft.
Yes, he would. You talk about making a NASA trip?
By the way, I didn't say acid trip because some people thought that's what I said.
Cindy Roberts, who's answering our calls.
Maybe I said acid
She wasn't really
trip.
Paying attention. She thought she said acid trip. And, of course, you wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have. I don't advocate.
She's in there doing Sudoku, puzzles.
I don't advocate.
Well, now here's the thing.
Sudoku or whatever.
We've already called a few people out from Texas, and I hate to be the one to say this, but you talked about how Todd's IQ has gone through the roof.
Right.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, he actually, because of what he's learned, how his IQ, he built a time machine. And the way he was able to answer all these questions, he already went and heard the answer and then went back.
Ah, no wonder.
Yeah, he built a time machine.
If I could save time in a bottle.
What would you do, Tim, if you could save time in a bottle?
I think we need to go back to the phones. Let's repeat our questions.
I got in a bottle are my tears.
We need to repeat our questions quickly.
Let's do it.
Bang, bang, bang.
All right, bang, bang, bang. Here we go.
I'm not getting very many takers. And I thought
these would
go fast.
All right, here are my three questions. Dumbfound. Yes, I said dumbfound. Is a blend of what two words? What two words do you combine to get dumbfound? Question number two. Yes, folks, I'm going to have to do it. Although associated with the 1990s animated hit The Simpsons, the expression "dough" actually originated in the 1940s.
Who thought that was a good idea?
True or false? Well, not me now, but I did at the time. That's ironic because that's what we were talking about at the top of the show.
Yes, it was.
All right, third question. This is pretty easy, folks. Uh-huh. Some of you older folks ought to get this. What was the name of the character on the TV show Rawhide, played by Clint Eastwood?
Here's what I've got. What is the only mammal that has four knees? Now, you and I are mammals, but we only have two knees.
Right.
What are the other mammals? Only one on the planet
has
four knees.
And I have two knees and three nephews.
Yeah. Right, right. So,
and I've had three knee replacements.
Yes. Okay.
Second question. True or false? Siamese cats are so named because the first pair ever discovered were conjoined at the hip. Is that true or false? You got a 50-50 chance on that one, folks. Third question, what was John Wayne's nickname? Well, I'll tell you, Waha. I want you pilgrims to tell me what John Wayne's nickname was, Waha.
What's the why?
Somebody 25-year-old, 25 years old listening right now is going, what in the world is wrong with that fellow?
He said, anyway, wow, what?
Anyway, here we go. I've got one question since y'all got all six, right, of yours left.
Yes.
Name the first soda pop manufactured in the U.S., and it was not Pepsi. Name the first soda pop manufactured in the U.S., and it was not Pepsi.
That's the only one you got left?
Yeah, I've got another one, but
You need to add it.
Okay, I'll add one more. In a deck of playing cards, what is the only king without a mustache? In a deck of playing cards, what is the only king without a mustache?
He was a young king of only 12. So
yeah. Hey, there was an 8-year-old. We're listening to Second Kings
Josiah.
The other day.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
It was Josiah, 8 years old.
He couldn't grow a mustache either.
No, Ed, you're right.
Yes.
You're right, and the Bible noted that.
But they went and found the scrolls in the temple, and, buddy, a revival broke out.
That's right, the Word of God. All right, back to the phones we go, North Carolina. Ron is on the line. Ron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ron, you want to ask, answer, or do both? You okay there, Ron? Sounded like you fell out of your chair. You okay?
I did there for a second, sir.
Yeah, that happens.
Back a few months ago, y'all were talking about McDonald's when it was first opened, and also the jingle for the Big Mac.
Right.
So I've been trying to get on. I've got a question about the when it was first opened, and I worked at the first one here in my town. What was the price of a Big Mac, medium fries, and a medium drink?
You mean together?
Combo?
Yes, together.
I almost say.
As a combo.
Well, give us the, can you give us the year or the range?
Well, the year, if I remember right, was around 1970 when McDonald's actually opened.
I'm going to say, fellas, I'm going to say 75 cents.
I'm going to say 59 cents.
I just remember
combo?
Get a quarterback. Advertisement about buy this, and this at McDonald's and get a quarterback.
Oh, that's good. It seemed like the burger was 15 cents, but I'm just throwing
not the Big Mac. 59. He's asking about the Big Mac combo.
Right. And this was my question. I was saying happy birthday to the Big Mac and then getting people to do that, all new lettuce and cheese, something with a sesame seed
two
bun.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce,
Tim may
cheese,
be
pickles,
onto something,
on a sesame
yeah.
seed bun.
I'm still
I just did
this
it,
guess.
And nobody's congratulating me, but I just did it.
Yeah,
I okay, I'm going to go with 75 cents if you said that thing was a quarterback.
I just remember that ad.
Yeah. Okay. 75 cents, and then I'm saying 59.
Okay. Well, there was a jingle. Now, I don't know about the other states, but in North Carolina at the time, the sales tax was 4%, okay? That combo was 95 cents. And the jingle was you do get change back from your dollar, which was a penny.
Oh, okay.
Get a penny back.
So it's 99.
So a dollar for a Big Mac,
fries,
and a drink.
Wow, can you imagine?
You know who's going to benefit most from this? Todd, when he travels back there and gets him a combo.
Yes, the time machine.
For just a dollar, that's going to be worth the trip.
Hey, Ron, great question.
Yeah.
I did put myself ahead of time. I did want to answer the question. I think it was Tim had.
About what?
What question? Last question about the soda.
Yeah, what is the first soda or pop or soda pop, if you want to call it that, manufactured in the U.S.?
Well, I love both of them, and one of them was Dr. Pepper, and the other, I think, was root beer. And I'm going to try to go with root beer on this one.
Are you looking for a brand name, yeah. Tim, or a type of soda?
A type of soda.
Okay.
Oh,
well, actually, both.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to guess this.
All right.
Those are neither one of those are right. Those are good guesses, but that's not.
Or this. I think that was the first one.
But,
all right.
But anyway.
Good try, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, keep listening to the radio, and you'll hear the right answer before the show's over.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, next call.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Gregory is on the line. Gregory, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Absolutely. Gregory, where you live in Georgia?
I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Good.
Macon, all right. I was... Stay
Macon,
there recently.
Georgia. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good town. Yeah. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. Let's try that soda one.
Okay.
All right, here we go again. Name the first soda pop manufactured in the U.S. Manufactured in the U.S.
Is it RC Cola?
Nope. Good
that
guess.
Was one of my guesses.
Yeah. RC Cola. So oh. the guesses have been RC Cola.
Pepsi.
Root beer. But that's oh. a generic. And Pepsi.
And the, so there's three. That's
or Dr. Pepper was mentioned. That, none of those are correct.
Really? Oh. Okay.
Wow. See, I was good thinking try. I would have guessed Dr. Pepper, but I would have been wrong.
Well, ask you all one.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What trees bend but never break?
Is that what? A willow, guys? We're just talking among ourselves. I'm going to say willow.
Bend, but what trees? Willow's very soft. No, you don't.
I tell you what. The, when you're 6 years old, those willow branches hurt.
Yes, they do.
Huh?
Yes, they do. Go cut a switch.
Go get it. I did that. I had to do that one time.
We've I had to do it before. Several times.
Go get your own.
Go get
we
your own.
We didn't do switches up north. My dad just took his belt off.
Yeah. Well, we had that a couple times too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard choice. Moments. Belt or switch. Mm-hmm. I probably go with belt because most of the time you don't have to feel it on your bare legs.
Well, my dad wrapped it around his fist. No, never mind.
That'll get your attention. Hey, I had a friend. I may have mentioned this. I had a friend one time, my good friend, his daddy. I remember his daddy came home. He had done something. His mom called his dad. Dad came home from work.
Ooh.
Mm.
Of course, you know his daddy's home. Building it up on the
oh,
way home.
Oh, yes. He's coming home.
He made him bend over and hold a bedpost with a belt and told me to go out of the room.
Oh, which you didn't hesitate
now, were you
in
an
doing,
accomplice?
Did you?
No. Were you an accomplice in whatever happened to bring on this wrath?
No, I don't think I had anything to do with it. I just remember.
You were there.
I remember I heard the three straps and
I know we're holding you over, Gregory, but my brother and I,
this
Mike,
is back before all the PC
right
stuff.
My brother Mike and I, before Christmas Day was over, we'd always knock a lamp over or we'd get in a fight or somebody, you know, whoever's toy broke. Well, that was yours that broke. No, it wasn't. That was mine, because they'd get us toys that were the same. So we figured out, it took us about 5 years to figure this out. But whatever we got for Christmas, we got whipped with. Now, I got to tell you, those Hot Wheel tracks, they will set you free. I'm not making that up. Those right. little orange those, Hot yeah. Wheel tracks.
They weren't too flimsy?
No, they're just right. If
oh,
you want
to
have corporate punishment. the arrows, bow and arrow, you know, that arrow, that'll do you wrong. And I can go down the list.
Bow and arrow.
Look, here's the thing is that what we started judging our presents the year that the Nerf stuff came out. We went, yay! You know, that's how we judge it. This is going to we open it up and go, man, this is going to hurt. It's going to really, really hurt before the day is over.
All right, where are we at here?
Hey, Gregory, what's your question for us?
Again, trees bend.
Oh, trees.
Oh, yes, all right. That's how we got off.
I'm going to say willow trees. The palm trees bend a lot because you look at the hurricanes and stuff. Man, they really bend way down.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the palm tree. Only because I thought about planting a willow, and they said it's a soft wood. The branches break, but that maybe not the
Not the branches, but the trunk. I'm still going with willow. Tim, what say you?
I go with you.
All right. That's what we got.
Two willows and a palm.
Okay. Before I tell you the answer, I want to answer my whipping.
Okay, yeah, tell us.
You take three limbs and platter.
You broke up there for a minute.
You broke limbs. Up for a second. Repeat that.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was there back in the day when I was young. They used to take you go out and get your own limbs and they plait them together and whoop you behind with.
Ooh.
Wow.
Plait them together.
One of y'all got it right, and you can find it on YouTube as well. It's called Palm Trees Bend, But Never Break.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely right.
All right.
And like
wonderful.
I said, you go on YouTube, type in that palm tree's bend, but never break, and it'll show you.
I'm still thinking about those three branches.
That was a reggae group.
Wove
too.
Together.
Good one.
Yeah.
Palm trees bend, but they don't break.
Bend, but never break. That's they're preceded by Barney.
Hey, Gregory, have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for putting up with our tomfoolery. There's an old thing for you,
tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough of that there, tomfoolery. All right, we go back to the phones. Arkansas, Stephen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. I'd like to do both.
Okay. Well, you're like cutting
you
right
come to the
chase.
Right place.
That's right. Stephen, what question do you want to try to answer?
All right. Rawhide.
All right. Here is the question. What was the name of the character on the TV show Rawhide, played by Clint Eastwood? Uh-huh.
I believe it was Rowdy Yates.
It was Rowdy
nice.
Yates.
Nicely done.
Sometimes
Steven.
I'll see that show come on, like the Western Channel, and man, Clint Eastwood looks like a young kid. So
he's
long
still,
time ago.
Clint Eastwood's in his upper 80s.
It's the only 90. Show my grandmother would let me take my plate into the living room, sit on the couch, and watch because I loved it so much.
Oh, wow. Good for that's your nice. Grandmother. Yeah, good
now,
show.
Now, Clint Eastwood, I remember in the last days of the drive-in,
yes,
which would have been mid-70s probably, I remember he had a series of Trinity. Wasn't it called Trinity?
No, he wasn't in the Trinity.
He wasn't Trinity?
That
well,
was
he
Terrence,
had a
that was Terrence, I forget his name. Terrence
But
Hill.
Anyway, he had a, in addition to television, Clint Eastwood had a lot of movies, right?
You're talking about spaghetti westerns?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
the bad,
yeah,
and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, one of my favorite episodes of that show you're talking about, Rawhide, circles,
yes,
were wagon. Circles were the wagons were circled, and the bad guy came over there, and Clint Eastwood looked at him and said, "Go ahead, make my day."
I thought he said, "I'll be back."
Yeah, yeah.
Have
never
I got
mind.
My, have I got I my movies I, mixed up?
I thought he said, "Adrian."
I think we're getting our movies mixed up. Hey, what's your question for us?
All right, this is. I'm going to buy two T-shirts, and
right.
I would
Thank
like
you.
For you to give them away to the next couple of kids that call in, because little ones need to win things too.
Okay,
amen. Okay.
The next
All
two
right.
children.
We
that
need
call
to remember
in.
That now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. You went to AFAstore.net. Two would be $30 because
good
you know,
for you. Give a thank you.
Give a discount for the second one. Yeah. First one's $15.
Can you put me on hold so I could order them right there? Because I have no computer.
Yeah.
Nothing higher tech than this flip phone.
Oh, the flip phone. Okay. Well, just hold
All
on.
Right.
We'll either do that or take your number and let our store call you back in five
that's
minutes.
Probably, that's
good.
Probably work.
In 5 or 10
yeah,
minutes.
Steven.
Oh, that would be yeah. fine.
Did you have a question for us, sir?
Yes, sir. This is a little extensive, but short. Who was John Chapman? This is a three-part question.
All right, go ahead.
I think John Chapman was Johnny Appleseed. I'm just kind of...
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
It was.
Excellent.
It says, John Chapman, known as Johnny Appleseed, traveled through the Midwest planting seeds for how many years?
He did that for a long time. That wasn't just an urban legend. He really
he's real.
He's real. He planted yeah. apple seeds all across. That was his mission.
His 401k by the time he got through. Should have seen that thing.
I don't know how many years. It was quite a while.
I thought that was a legend.
Years.
Huh?
It was 45 years.
Wow.
It's estimated he spread more than 20 bushels of seed. And each bushel contained an estimated how many seeds?
Wow.
How many apple
oh,
seeds?
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You better tell
well,
us.
Well, no. I had that the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine at lunch, and this
Here
came
we go.
This very subject. This very,
Here we
this
go.
Very, this very subject came up.
So what was the answer, Tim?
I know it was an off chance that
right
I would
on the
get,
tip of your tongue kind
that
of
I would
thing.
Get that question now. It's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
But you know, I think we were interrupted.
Are you dumbfound?
You were.
Let me just ask you: are you dumbfound?
JJ,
that
I
right
am dumbfound
by the coincidence of it.
I'm dumbfound. All right, I don't know.
Here's the deal, Steven. A lot of people don't know about John Chapman, the Johnny Appleseed. They don't remember him much for the apple tree, but they do remember his big blue ox. When they come to town, that thing just sort of drew your attention to it immediately.
Had a red heifer, too, didn't he?
And his patients are getting them seeds.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, how many seeds were in the bushels? What was the answer?
It says each bushel contained an estimated 300 seeds.
Wow.
All right. And that comes to, if I figured right, like 6 million seeds. what happened to most of those trees that he planted?
I have no idea.
I think that you've got a college course here.
You better believe it. Yeah,
even
you know what?
Johnny
Appleseed
and apples.
I have
in
a very, very good researcher.
Everybody who's ever enjoyed apple pie needs to say thank you to John Chapman. What did happen to the apple trees?
During Prohibition, the government cut down most of the trees to curtail the hard cider. But one tree survives to this day. It is in where? The courtyard of the Johnny Appleseed Museum in Urbana. It's U-R-B-A-N-A,
Urbana,
Ohio.
Well,
it's
I'll
the oldest
be.
Surviving
tree that he planted.
And the reason it keeps producing now is because they have grafted limbs off of it onto other trees. So it's
okay.
And it's history.
You know, that's kind of like we should be as people, you know, as Christians, is to do like the Johnny Appleseed right there.
There you go.
Well, I'll say this. That tree's so old, it doesn't even produce apples anymore. It just produces applesauce.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about when Stephen was talking about that.
That was so bad it was good.
Yeah. What threw me off was a guy dedicates his whole life to doing some good and has such a fruitful –
good pun.
Yeah.
But then the federal government comes along and destroys it all.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
That's
that would happen.
Yeah. Sarcasm meter. Hey, Stephen, we are going to put you on hold so we can get your name and phone number, and then we'll have the store call you back.
And Stephen, next time you call in, have a 6-part question. Okay. All right. Be prepared.
That was good.
That was good. I'm just teasing with Stephen, people. Don't
teasing with Stephen.
Don't email me. Tell me. Quit being a smart aleck.
All right, do we?
Because it ain't going to do any good.
Or do we need to give?
There was a smart aleck answer to
that.
Yes, I think at this point we're down to a minute. So let's give the answers to our questions.
Okay. Dumbfound, which the two of you frankly need to learn the difference between a verb and an adverb. Mm, but
yes, we do.
Dumbfound is a blend of what two words? You guys know?
Dumb and then profound?
No, confound.
Confound.
Dumb and confound.
Or so you say.
He's calling everybody a liar today. All right, and I'm going to be done with this question. Good riddance. Although associated with the 1990s animated hit The Simpsons, the expression "dough" actually originated in the 1940s. Is that true or false, guys?
Absolutely true.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
I think Diane, your wife's going to have a talk with you after this show.
And that's all I've got. Boy, and
here's what I've got. What is the only mammal that has four knees?
The camel.
I'm going to go camel.
Elephant.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Camel doesn't have knees either.
I don't know. Is a camel a mammal?
Yeah.
Second one.
A camel is a mammal.
Second one, Siamese cats are so named because the first pair ever discovered were conjoined at the hip. Is that true or false?
Well, that's false because we talked about it. You and I talked about
it. Tim didn't know for sure. I could see that look in his eye.
No.
Hey, and then the last one, John Wayne's nickname.
The Duke.
In a deck of playing cards, what is the only king without a mustache? That would be the
King of Hearts.
The King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
The King of Hearts. And finally, the first soda pop manufactured in the U.S.
was
Coca-Cola?
Was Vernon's Ginger Ale.
Oh.
Look it up.
And is that still around, isn't it?
I think so.
Famously.
Vernon's Ginger Ale. Look it up. Canada Dry is the most popular now. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here on Monday.